James puts his plan into effect. Darnley, brought to a pitch of drunken paranoia by James's lackeys, disrupts a peaceful domestic scene where Riccio and Mary's ladies-in-waiting entertain her with music. Darnley murders Riccio at Mary's feet. He is led away in a stupor, leaving James to relish the success of his stratagem. Mary flees. James goes to the restless people and accuses Mary of complicity in Riccio's murder and desertion of her realm. Gordon, her honorable old friend, defies him. James is about to overwhelm him when Mary appears among the crowd. She accuses James of arranging the murder in order to discredit Darnley and herself and to gratify his own ambition. She banishes him for life, and her people stand with her. End of Act Two. We're going to take up our listening as Gordon appears and defies James, and then Mary appears.
The Queen has not gone.